This is KO4NUE. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 1 minute. QCQCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Pause here for a second. I have an announcement for the net. So, as everybody knows, I'm filling in for Mr. Walt on Tuesday nights. Walt had his surgery this morning, starting at 5:30 this morning. And he was out of the surgery around 4:30 this afternoon. He had some extensive surgery, and I talked with his daughter, and she said that he is doing as well as expected. So just want to let everybody know that Walt has completed his surgery. I'll find out more later, and I'll keep you posted through the announcements portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net nightly. Okay, with that said, we'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagJU portion. Begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Ms. Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, Andy, in Simpsonville. And KD2RKN, Jason, in Williamston. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. And KJ4UHF, Jack, in Greenville. W4MKH, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. And KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KF4RVH, James in Greenville. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. JN, John in Brown Summit. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Davisville. KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. N4WRO, Bill in KC4W, Bill in Anderson. And KI4MRA, Fred in Greer. I'll make a call for Echo Link stations, and Echo Link stations wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad, to yourself and all the net. If you will, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood, no traffic, no queue. Good evening to yourself and all who are on the net.
Net Control, please check in Wendy, Kilo, November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa. I'll be negative and negative, but I'm going to listen in. Have a good evening.
Right, recognize KA4PQA, that's Mr. Steven, and KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. Appreciate you guys using Echo Link. That's kind of a nice feature if you're out of town, and appreciate you guys using that and checking in with us tonight. Okay, big Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima. Any station with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
UE. Good. Hope you and Miss Anna are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. See it, say good evening to you, Miss Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
UE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, 7-3.
NUE. Whiskey 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Kilo, W4JFK, Chris in Chester, and I'm negative and negative, 73.
NUE.
Chad, please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I have no traffic. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
Good group. So let's back up and grab announce KK4JFO. That's Mr. James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. W4JFK, Chris in Chester. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. Larry, I have you down for comments tonight. And KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna, also in Greer. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Are there any more stations, India through Lima? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Good. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Week. And Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. I'll be listening.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Sinfield, KO4PXB.
Fourth group. So let's back up and get Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, KM4MOQ, Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont. W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Simpsonville, and KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd with two L's in Simpsonville. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. And are there any more stations? Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty, same name.
4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is a good group, too. Let's back up and get Mr. Chris, KO4QLG in Liberty. And KO4RAX, Mr. Jim in Dacusville. Hope you guys are doing well and appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Are there any more stations, Quebec through Tango? Please call KO4NUE. We'll move to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix that begins with Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Tommy, looks like you're the only one in that group, I guess. Annette would like to recognize K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. Any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Third, so we'll move to the next group, Alpha through Delta. Any station with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. Name's Rod, we're in the land was. And we're negative and negative. Good evening.
KO4NUE. I4DTY, this is Daniel in Taylor's.
Come up and get Mr. Dave in Greer, W4DJW. I appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Dave, and be safe out there tonight. W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod, in the land of Waz, somewhere in Greenville County. And KI4DTY, that's Mr. Daniel in Taylor's. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Okay, let's do one more call. Alpha through Delta. Any station with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group. Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix that begins with Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That is Patrick, and I am mobile down here in Greer still on my way home, and I will be hanging around for comments tonight, Jed.
4NUE. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Jed. Thanks.
Back up and get Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, mobiling around in Greer and headed back to the home. Patrick, I have you down for comments, and I'll stay with you till you get home tonight, sir. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry up in Candler. Are there any more stations, Echo through Hotel? Please call KO4NUE. Heard, so we'll move on to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Any station with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. Send through you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Annette would like to recognize KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont, and Mr. Fred, you be careful out there. All right, next on the list is KO4RYP. That's my wife, Anna, and she is here with me tonight in Campobello. All right, are there any more stations, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE. So this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for RagChew may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. All right, let's start with the RagChew. And Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, you're first on the stump, sir.
For NUE. Well, let me say that it's been a pleasure to have you at Net Control tonight. I want to thank you for bringing us all together. This is a nice place to meet with nice people and good goings on. I'd like to think, I spent probably the last 10, 11 years every night that I could be here, and it's been good. It really has been good. And it's improving, you know. I mean, I think we've had some of the most interesting and thought-provoking rag-chewing and then later the round table. Got to thank Walt for that. None of us forget that Walt is his brainchild, and I think it's been very helpful to a lot of folks. And while I'm talking about Walt, I want to send out all the best feelings that I've got for the man who's spent 11 hours in surgery today. It better have done the trick. That's how I feel about it. I know everybody works so hard. The team of surgeons that worked so long and hard to give Walt, another chance to be among us, and I'm so appreciative for their work. Today was the day that we had the plumber in the house. Now, some folks love doing their own plumbing work. My dad did, but when he messed up with a water heater, he called the plumber. You don't mess up with the water heater once, I guess. So I had done this sort of work before, replaced the little cartridges in our faucets, and it is so tedious, I suppose. And we have five to do in the house, so we invited him over, and he's got a nice family, four boys and one girl, and plenty of mouths to feed, I suppose. His bills showed that. We just enjoy having him, and he does really good work. That's all I have to say about that. And, tonight we popped popcorn for the first time in our new microwave oven. I had to figure out how to get it to pop reasonably. And it was good. I put a little garlic powder on mine because we'd run out of grated Parmesan. That's really my favorite. Anyway, there you have it. It's good to be here. KK4JBQ.
Nice to have you too, Mr. Larry. Let me back up and say I talked with Walt's daughter. You were talking about the surgery, so she just said Walt was doing well. The surgery had one particular place. More material was removed than was expected, as long and short of it. And she also said that the doctor told her that, in his opinion, that Walt would just not be understandable after today. So, sometimes, a lot of times doctors are wrong. We'll see. So just wanted to back up and let you know, you know, kind of how I found the information out and what was said. But I'll stay in the loop with her daily and kind of see what's going on. And the second thing is that my dad is a retired pipe fitter. He learned to be a welder in Vietnam and came back from Vietnam and became a welder. After about 10 years, he worked in construction, I mean, for the city of Spartanburg. He became a pipe fitter. And I'm going to tell you, I have that man with 90s and 45s and flanges and things like that. He used to do some work on the side for her Celanese. And we've always had a welding shop out here at the farm. And I've seen him build some stuff on, you know, pipes and flanges and, you know, just all from a set of prints. And we, you know, he'd pay me for the summer to help him install what he had built. And we'd take it up to usually to her selling these, and I'd help him install it. And it just fit like a glove. And, you know, I, it's difficult for me to even, you know, run a piece of half inch copper pipe for plumbing in the house. But he is a master at it, and I just never seen so much, you know, skill in pipe fitting. And the last thing is Parmesan on popcorn. Never heard that one. Where'd you pick that up, Larry?
Interesting story. I'm glad you asked. I lived for a time in New Orleans. I love New Orleans and the people there. I love the trolleys. Gosh, I was there in the late 70s, I guess it was, and you could get on a streetcar right outside your house. You could get on a streetcar, and for a nickel, you could go to work. As long as you were going one way, if you went to the end of the trolley line and connected with a city bus, you just got a transfer ticket when you left the trolley, and you kept going on the bus. And it was a nickel coming home. Now, really, economically speaking, one does not have to own an automobile. The only time in my life I've never felt I needed to have an automobile in order to, you know, do what's necessary. New Orleans was a wonderful city. I was there during the building and completion of the Superdome about that time. Anyway, rice and beignets. Which I've been thankful for, because you may have heard me say sometime before, I know a lot of people have, that from the time before I could see the top of the stove, I wanted my mama to teach me how to cook. And she refused to, saying that, oh, men don't need to know how to cook. Well, I knew that in my lifetime, at some time, I would have to feed myself, you know. I wouldn't go from mama to wife right away, which is how it was with, you know, with her generation. And that's why she felt that way. And she wouldn't even let me help her with the dishes or help her clear the table. And I desperately wanted to learn these things and to do these things for her, to help her out, because she worked like, you know, like she was on some payroll at home, you know. Anyway, So I appreciate knowing a little more about cooking than I did back in those days. I can see over the top of the stove now. And the thing that she did, I finally got her to teach me how to do one thing. She taught me how to make biscuits. And that is a cherished memory. Really, I can remember the day and what she said and how she said it and how she would take that flour and put it in there, and then she'd pour the buttermilk in there, and she'd whip it up with her hand, you know, and form the biscuit right there and pop it in the grease skillet. Well, it was wonderful. You know, you have memories that you will cherish of whatever you've done with your parents. We all have those things. With my mama, it's baking biscuits. KK4JBQ.
Well, let me say that Anna is, she is a master at making biscuits. Just wonderful. I love her biscuits, and she doesn't make them, but, you know, ever so often. So when we do get them, it's kind of a real treat, you know. But, anyway, Larry, I was going to tell you, I was going to give you a call today and tell you, and talk with you for a little bit, but, you know, we're getting ready for this wedding and things like that, and it's just been real busy. But yesterday, my son, the one that's getting married on Thursday, he called. I was visiting my cousin up in Liberty, and he called and said, Dad, I need to get me a drill motor. We're getting the apartment ready, and she's, you know, my fiance's wanting me to put some shelves up. And I said, okay, well, I'll meet you at Lowe's. Chris and I got in the truck, and we went down to and met him there. And he is in the tool section. And first thing I said was, so why am I here? Am I here to help you pick out a drill motor? Or am I buying the drill motor? And he says, well, if I am buying the drill motor, then we need to look on this shelf right here. If you are buying the drill motor, then we need to look on this shelf over here. And I said, oh, okay, I see how this works. So we picked out a nice drill motor for him, and, you know, the charger and the battery and, you know, this, that, and the other. So we're getting ready to go up to the front of the, you know, to pay for it. And I said, so what is... Son, what is your, you know, just joking with him, I said, what's your payment plan here? Payment plan, what are you talking about? And I says, well, how are you going to pay for this? And he says, well, I thought you were paying for it. And I says, well, maybe we can work out a deal. I need to know when I'm going to have some grandkids. You hurry them grandkids up, and maybe, you know, we can forgive the drill motor. And he says, oh no, he says, that's going to be at least 3 years. I said, 3 years? You put that drill motor back right now.
Well, you know, at first, as you were telling that story, I thought, my boy, isn't he clever? But then you kept telling the story, and I realized where he got that from. Yes, all of that. Hooray. For both of you. I have a question. I suppose a lot of people know the answer to this, but I don't, I guess. That it just never stuck. Anyway, you have three children, two boys, a girl. And I wonder if this is the first marriage among your children, or is the other boy married? I know your girl is in college still, and, well, anyway, Is this the first child to leave for marriage?
He's the first. And he's, you know, yes, to answer your question, he's the first.
There'll be a second and a third, but the first is always, well, you know, what it is. Exciting. Well, let's use that word, exciting. Yes, he is a clever guy. I would never done that. I would never have thought to do that, you know, in the way he proposed it. Well, if I'm going to buy it, it's going to be from here, but if you want to buy it, it's up over here. Yeah. So, anyway, I was trying to think if I've ever heard anyone commonly call what we're speaking about a drill motor. I think that's the regional reference. I've heard regional references to things everywhere I've lived, and some are surprising, you know. I know that over in Easley, they call a water hose a hose pipe. And you're probably familiar with that, eh?
I am. We call it a garden hose here at the house. But I got a comment on that. But go ahead with your regional references.
That was an homage to KI4DOS. He was the first one I ever heard use the term hose pipe. Now, it'll fit in. I mean, it'll finally go into my brain, and it'll sound, well, it'll join the others. That's how I've lived in a few places. A lot of people do have that opportunity in their lives, and I've just noticed that everywhere I've lived, there's something about the region and the people and their references to common things. And one of them is in Hanover County. This is just northeast of Richmond, Virginia. In Hanover County, they call a dollar a dollar. They call it a dollar. And it's in advertising for the, you know, the tire stores and whatnot. And so it catches on, and you start talking. Now, this is a lot of people have had this experience too, and I just want to relate it because it's something that common that happens among us humans. So we start living in a place where we didn't grow up, and we start talking a little bit like they do. So when we go home, our parents will say, "What do you say? Well, that's not how I taught you to talk." And this is what I got whenever I'd go back home to East Tennessee, which, you know, that they talk funny there too. But that's how I talk, you know, and I still slip back into that once in a while. I think that diversity of language, regional colloquialism, some people call it, that's, we have culture in this country, all kinds of culture, and it's rich and it's diverse, and it's good to be a part of it. If everybody was the same, I mean, what would be the joy, you know? KK4JBQ.
Exactly right. And like I said, at the beginning of this conversation, I told you my dad was a pipe fitter, and I heard him and my grandfather talking, and at grandma's house they had a piece of galvanized pipe. They just popped up out of the ground in the yard, and it had a spigot on it. And granddaddy always called it a spigot. But I remember him and dad talking one day when, you know, dad being a pipe fitter and all. He said the actual term for a spigot is called a hose bib. And, you know, I thought that was kind of interesting. I never heard it called that. But there's all kind of regional references, I guess. But hose pipe, garden hose, spigot, hose bib, you know, perfect example. And Parmesan on popcorn. So I guess that's kind of how we got here. So thanks for the Parmesan, I guess.
Held it long enough, and I've had a good time. And that's why I come back. So I've had fun, and this can be fun for everybody. Everybody can jump in here and keep you busy till 1 a.m. Because I know you're up to it. I just know it. I do have your family in my thoughts, and I do pray for you. You especially. You with the mud on his pants. And, you know, that this happens, but, you know, be especially careful on Thursday evening, okay? Especially careful. Good evening to Anna. You got a good one there, Anna. Anyway, we'll talk with everybody later. KK4JBQ, all the best.
You have a good night, sir. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. All right, I got a feeling we got some more check-ins out there. So any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Lynette, please check in. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
NUE. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. JI4LZI, Indy, Table Rock. No traffic, round table, but I will be listening here in the round table bar here later. Just got back from the meeting.
NUE. Dr. Chad, Miss Anna, all on the net. I resemble that remark. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, all on the net. You all done mother check-ins? KI4DOS.
Calling station. I had a double there. Can you come back with your call sign again, please? Joe, appreciate you coming back to me there. And all right, let me back up and recognize KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary in Easley. And Gary, I have you down for comments, sir. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's Miss Joy, also in Easley. N4ZLK, Mr. Shane in Cleveland. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Traveler's Rest. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe in Greer. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. And, all right, any more stations? Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
You remember Table Rock, don't you? KI4LZI.
What did I say, Andy? Did I say Traveler's Rest again?
You did.
Sorry about that. I'll leave that one alone. I'm sorry. I write down TR beside your name every time, and when I read it off, it says Traveler's Rest in my mind. But we'd like to recognize KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy from Table Rock, South Carolina. How's that, Andy? This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me move on to the next up on the stump. Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX. You still in there, Patrick?
4HKX. Chad, I'm in the black hole, so if you can hear me, just move on to Gary, and I'll catch you in a little while. KO4HKX, clear.
Roger that. You are got some noise on your signal, Mr. Patrick, but I'll move on to Mr. Gary. Okay, KI4DOS. This is KO4NUE. Go ahead, sir.
We're in UE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad, Miss Anna, all on the net. I believe Joe, KK4JD, over there in Greer, must have been on the on the output of the machine. You got him direct. I didn't hear him come through the repeater. Just for his information, I guess. We had a good day over here on the plantation. I didn't do a whole lot. I did go out and run a couple of errands. But other than that, I just kind of sat around the house and aggravated the dogs today. Went out in the backyard. I got to get out there. I should have done it today, but I didn't. Got some limbs that came down in the last storm that we had come through here, and I hadn't got all those picked up yet, so I got to go take care of that and that sort of thing out there in the back. My son, Stephen, and his bride went down to the lake today after he got off work, and instead of carrying a magnet, he carried a grappling hook, and he threw it out there and pulled in a hokey broom, if you know what that is. It's the little push broom that's got rollers on it that picks the particles up off the floor and throws them into a container. And then you take the thing and empty it. But he pulled that thing out intact. And I told him not to take it home and try to eat it. But I was talking to his wife, and she started laughing. And it was all cool. We had a good time with that. But really, I hadn't done a whole lot today, Chad. Nothing to speak of like I should have been doing. I got a lot of stuff on the honey-do list or on my list to do, but I just decided to take the day off.
To do is take the day off. And I'm going to tell you right now, I am so glad my son's getting married. I'm so proud of him. I really am. But boy, I sure am ready for this thing to be over. I'm telling you, I have just been, you know, setting up tables and this and that, and, you know, I pulled a muscle in my back last week, and I've been really struggling with that. I mean, it's been really, really painful. So, after I got done with going into town and running some errands for groceries, I came back and laid down on bed with a heat pad. And it wasn't, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes after that. Here she comes in here with a big stainless steel pot full of silver and some silver polish. And she says, "Here, you can polish this while you watch TV." So I've been polishing silver for the past, I don't know, 2.5 hours, I guess. I had no idea we had that many forks. And I'm going to tell you, a fork is the worst thing to clean with silver polish. It's just awful. You know, got the sharp prongs on the end. It sticks in the rag and everything every time you try to clean it. But we're getting close, and I'm getting excited.
You're not going to wear your bib overalls, so I guess that's a shame. But, you know, you won't look like yourself without them, but I understand you're going to dress up for the occasion. Talking about forks and silverware and stuff, when I was growing up, when I was little, we had chores to do in the house, and it was my time to wash the dishes. Well, I washed the dishes and dried them and put them away, and Dad worked third shift, and he came in, and he got his something to eat before he went and took his little nap, and he called me. This was when school was out, and he called me in the house. He said, "You wash these dishes?" I said, "Yes, sir." "Why?" And he said, "I found some egg stuck between the tines of a fork." And I said, "Well, Dad, I might not have washed that fork." He said, "Well, you washed the dishes last, so you're going to rewash them." I said, "Yes, sir." "I want you to know, Chad, he pulled every dish, pot, pan, piece of silverware, everything that we had in the kitchen, and piled them all on the table." He said, "Get started." I'm telling you what's true. If I wash a fork now, I go between each tine, front and back, to make sure there ain't no egg stuck in between it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Me and Anna, we get in, you know, we don't hardly argue about anything. We just, over the years, you know, we just don't do it. Except for one thing, and that is how to load a dishwasher. I just, you know, it's not a big deal to me, you know, but to her, oh my goodness, it got to have the plates in there a certain way. You can't turn them this way, you can't turn them that way, and, you know, the forks go here and the spoons go here. I mean, she's got the whole thing just kind of laid out, you know, and I'm just not that way. I just, you know, hey, I'll throw them in there, stack them on top of one another, what, you know, whatever. But, boy, it gets her so riled up. And the big pots, you know, the big that consume a lot of space. Oh, no, that don't go in the dishwasher. That has to be hand washed. Oh, I'm not washing it. I'll put it in the dishwasher in a minute. It makes her so mad. But we just, you know, pick at one another over the dishwasher from time to time. And it's just, you know, it does a good job, though. And I don't like to wash things. And I think tonight was the first time I've ever polished silver. And I didn't like that either.
I tell you, you were lazy. And I know you polished a lot of brass. There ain't much difference from polishing silver and polishing brass there, Chad. But you can tell Anna that Joy and I get in a disagreement about the same thing, about the dishwasher. I'll load it one way, and Joy will go in there and reload it, and she'll load it, and I'll go in there and turn it around, suit me. I don't pile things on top of each other, though. And all the pots and pans are washed by hand. I don't think the dishwasher gets them good and clean enough to suit me. And so that's the reason they get done by hand. And, yes, I have dishpan hands.
Along with that, you know, I mean, I live here, too, so I do my share of the washing clothes and dishwasher and this, that, and the other. But, Gary, I was going to tell you, you're talking about dishwasher. So Anna's brother is, he's an architect up in Manhattan, up in New York City. And I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, he met a girl up there, and he brought her down here for Christmas. And he put a ring on her finger, fiance, I guess. And she was just, you know, one of these, I think germ freak might be a bad word, but you could tell she was just very orderly about the way she did things. So we have a big Christmas meal here every year on Christmas Day. Yum, eggs, grits, the whole nine yards, you know. So she's sitting there to the left of me with Anna's brother, and I got done with my plate, and, you know, I had some red eye gravy and bits of egg on it, so I winked at Anna, my wife, and I held the plate down, and KC, my big Labrador, he came up and started licking the plate, and I mean, he licked it clean. And after he licked it clean, I gave the plate to Anna. I says, here, put that back in the dish cover. I said, that's clean enough. And oh, my word, girl, I wish you could have seen that girl's face. Oh, but she liked to die.
Well, in-laws and outlaws, Anthony's first wife, when they came over for a meal, and we were all sitting around, you know, and everybody's got a glass of tea. Well, my tea glass was empty. I was still thirsty, and I reached over and grabbed Renee's tea glass and took me a big old swallow of tea and set it back down. I want you to know she got up and went in the kitchen, poured it out, set the glass in the sink, got her another glass, and got her some more ice and some more tea. Came back in the living room, and I said, was something wrong with that your glass of tea? She said, no. She said, but you drank out of it. And I reached and got her fresh glass and took a swallow out of it. I said, honey, we drink out of each other's glasses, and we eat off of each other's plates around here. If you're not country, you better get that way quick, or you're not going to fit in. And, of course, Anthony, he liked to have a fit, but it wasn't long after that she came around. But she was the type of person that thought green beans out of the garden tasted dirty. She said, these taste dirty. They grew in the dirt. I said, where do you think beans come from, a can?
Oh, that's good. Oh, that is good. That was funny. So when Anna's brother got married, we had the wedding out here at the farm, and all of his friends and her friends, they flew to South Carolina and came out to the farm for the day of the wedding. And he wanted me to cook, smoke a pig, so we had a whole pig there, you know. And you should have seen all these people from New York City out here at the farm. And I'm, you know, over there instead of bib overalls, you know, been cooking this pig and chicken for, you know, 2 days. And my goodness, I mean, just, you know, the latest fashions and, you know, just, it was just, you know, it was kind of different, because I don't think they, you know, were too used to the country ways, I guess. But it took a little bit of kind of easing into that, because all the way from New York City, you know, down here at the farm, it just, I don't know, it just, something was different. And it took a little bit to, you know, especially my dad, to get, you know, accustomed to that.
No doubt that a bit. But y'all were talking about the names of things and stuff like that with Larry. You were talking about, yeah, it's a garden hose, or it's a hose pipe. If it's the one I use on the garden, it's a garden hose. The one I wash the car with is a hose pipe. And it don't go to the garden. So, anyway, it's tater, not potato. It's tomato and not tomato. So, it depends on where you come from. But we can sit here and talk about this all night, Jeb, but I guess I better let you go and let somebody else come in here. I know Patrick's waiting out there in the wings. And enjoyed it, as always. Look forward to doing it again. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. And we will talk to you a little bit later. KO4NUE and Annette, KI4DOS.
All right, Mr. Gary, appreciate you dropping by. And one last thing I want to before you go is I hope Miss Joy can hear me, because last night Anna was calling the net, and she ordered a cake for the, you know, the reception from Strassner's in Greenville. I hadn't looked at it because it's in this big box, and, you know, they, you know, Strassner's is, you know, that's what they do, is make, you know, really good desserts. But anyway, she drove all the way to Greenville, ordered this thing, you know, weeks ago, and drove all the way to Greenville yesterday to pick it up. Well, she brought it in here to set it on the kitchen table. And so last night when she was calling the net, I went in there, and she had some cupcakes in there that had some white frosting on top of the cupcakes. So I went in there and got that cupcake and put it on a plate and come in here and sat down in the chair beside of her while she was calling the net. And I got about halfway through that cupcake, and she turned around and looked at me, and she says, "What are you eating?" I said, "Baby," I said, "I don't know where you got this cake." I said, "But this thing is delicious." And boy, wish you could have been a fly on the wall and saw her face when she thought I was eating that wedding cake. She liked to have died. And then this morning I got up, went and got my cup of coffee, went in there, and she had put clear tape all the way over the lid, so I can't even open the thing. But I sure did. I got a good, you'd be proud of me last night.